The Chinese Navy plans to focus on projecting power in the open seas. That is the headline in an official policy document released yesterday by the State Council about China's military strategy. This comes just days after a U.S. military surveillance plane flew near the highly contested Spratly Islands in the South China Sea, where China has been busy building artificial islands on top of reefs, and the U.S. plane was told to leave by the Chinese Navy. The commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet has said that China is creating a great wall of sand there. Other countries concerned as well. NPR's Anthony Kuhn joins us from Beijing with more. And Anthony, tell us about the Spratly Islands and what China's doing there.
Well, these are islands in the South China Sea, this big body of water that is south of China, and it's got the, continental Southeast Asia and maritime Southeast Asia around it. And these islands, as you say, they're mostly, these shallow reefs that are mostly underwater. And China has been dredging up sand and piling it on these reefs and then building buildings and structures and even an airstrip on it. The news this week is that they're building lighthouses on them. And China's point is that, first of all, other countries that claim these islands, including the Philippines and Vietnam, have also done similar building, and that the U.S. hasn't gotten very excited about that. And also that some of these things are for everybody to use, and eventually it welcomes the civilian use of other things. But then we had this incident recently in which the Chinese Navy chased off a U.S. spy plane, a Poseidon plane that was circling around these islands and was carrying a CNN TV crew, which captured audio and video of the Chinese telling them to get out of the area.
Well, and actually, let's take a listen to that sound because we've got it right here.
Foreign military aircraft, this is Chinese Navy. You are approaching our military alert zone. Leave immediately in order to avoid misjudgment.
And at another point, Anthony, the Chinese voice says your actions are dangerous. Was there ever any danger of a confrontation here that China would even fire on a U.S. Navy plane?
Well, I don't think the plane would have done that if there was a chance that it would be shot down. Basically, the point of the exercise was for the U.S. plane to show that China did not have control of the area. The U.S.'s position that is just because you pile a bunch of sand on this reef, it doesn't mean it becomes your territory that you can then stake a claim to. So basically, it was doing what the U.S. calls demonstrating the freedom of navigation. Now, China says it's all for the freedom of navigation in the South China Sea, but it does not like spy planes buzzing around its military installations and around its coastlines. The U.S. says, you know, this is international airspace. We're free to do that.
And Anthony, let's just back up a second here and talk about how this all fits into the broader Chinese military. What does it look like right now? They have been pumping some money into it.
That's right, Jeremy. They've been pumping double-digit increases in spending into the military for more than a decade. It's important to say that the military, while it's bigger in terms of active personnel than the U.S., it's still, on the whole, decades behind the U.S. in terms of technology. It does have pockets of excellence. It does have elite units that rank well against other nations. And most importantly, they've been pouring a lot of money into what is called access denial. That is to say, using anti-ship missiles to be able to keep other countries' navies, like the U.S., a fair distance and to keep them from intervening in case there are scenarios such as China clashing with another country, China trying to retake the island of Taiwan. Their missiles could ensure that it would be very difficult for other countries' warships to get into the area.
Wait, now, when you say retake the island of Taiwan, is that something people are talking about? Or are you talking about that would be decades away if they ever decided to do that?
Well, China would only do that at the moment, they say, if Taiwan declared independence, if they were in danger of losing it. And we have to say that of all the scenarios that China's military is preparing for, that is seen as the biggest, the most important, and the most likely. The chances of a major conflict in the South China Sea are seen as nowhere as pressing or as important as likely as conflict over Taiwan. And it's something that they are concerned about U.S. involvement in, and that is why they are preparing to be able to ward the U.S. off and keep it out of the area.
That's Anthony Kuhn, NPR international correspondent, joining us from Beijing, China. Anthony, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.